Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Athletic and our friend Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider, part of a report that the Chiefs are requesting to become a fixture on Christmas Day. They basically want to become the Dallas Cowboys of Christmas Day. You know, the Cowboys, of course, are always on Thanksgiving, or so are the Lions. The Chiefs have been on Christmas Day multiple years now. They were just on Christmas Day this past season.
They've
on
been
the
on
road,
Christmas Day 2 years in a row.
In Pittsburgh. For starters, I get what Clark Hunt is thinking. Hey, we can become that franchise that is synonymous with Christmas Day.
Do you remember when they tried to become the Thanksgiving night staple? So this is not the first time they've attempted this.
So the NFL may not do it, but that's what Clark Hunt would like to see. I would assume they would like the majority of them to also be home games, too. I know that this last one was in Pittsburgh, but home games. I'll be honest, can't stand it. Can't stand it. I understand why he would be intrigued by it and why the organization would. If I'm a player, I would hate it. If I'm a fan, personally, I wouldn't like it. If I'm a season ticket holder, I wouldn't like it as well. I'm not saying everybody feels that way, but I think this sucks for fans, frankly, because, you know, Christmas Day, whatever you got plans with your family. I understand some of you are fine with taking your whole family to the game at Arrowhead, and that's cool. I'm not saying there aren't people that think that's going to be a great thing. But I'm speaking from my experience, and it's somebody that doesn't even celebrate Christmas. You guys know that, but Hanukkah falls on Christmas sometimes, and we do some of our family stuff on Christmas Day as well. I've got a family member that has season tickets, and I know he will never be able to really go to a Christmas Day Chiefs game. And there's a lot of you that know, like, between your wife and your kids and stuff, like, they're just not going to be able to make that work. So that's one game a year, maybe on your season ticket package, you can't go to. You know, that day is not, for a lot of people, focused around football. And now it kind of forces you to make those choices around the day. And I just hate it, man. I really do. I like to. It's why on Thanksgiving, I don't like them playing on Thanksgiving either. I like to just sit back and enjoy the games, or enjoy your time, obviously, with your family as well. I can't stand it.
Look, I get it. They've been able to get away with this on Thanksgiving for Detroit and for the Cowboys forever. So if you're a member of the Cowboys, you know that on Thanksgiving, but it's Christmas. Every year, You want the Chiefs to play on Christmas? I can't even express how much I hate it. It is the most selfish thing the Chiefs could do. Just for what? Some better advertisement? Because you're the team on Christmas Day? Let's own Christmas? You're going to make every player play, every front office member work, every person who works in your stadium department never have a normal Christmas and get to work for your organization? That's the worst. And I think from the fan perspective, total nightmare. Total nightmare. Because if it's on Christmas Day, they're going to try to do it a lot like the way they do like Thanksgiving, would be my guess. And that game, a lot of times, we'll be at noon or two. It won't be Christmas night. It won't be like 7 o'clock Christmas Day every time. Although, yeah, in fairness,
it is a triple header this year.
It is a triple header this year. So there will be a Christmas night game. But I think if you become the established team, you do it like you're the Cowboys, right? You're never the Christmas night game gold. You're the Christmas at noon team every year. Or maybe you are Christmas at night. But so every year you want to do it. Here's the thing. I'm just like, the Chiefs are just not going to get my attention on that one. And from a fan's perspective, like, if you're a season ticket holder, I just want you to think about, like, while you have young kids. Like, you talk about your personal experience. Here's mine. Let's say from Christmases, from the age your kids are 15 to 18, or 5 to 18. So, like, they're fully kids. They're in your house. You only get so many of those Christmas days. Or, like you said, celebrating Hanukkah with your family when the kids are little and all that. you're going to convince your significant other. You're going to convince your entire family, because like we get together as a family, right? Like it's me, my brothers, my sisters, my nieces and my nephews. It is a large scale gathering right around Christmas, not always on Christmas Day for my family, in fairness. But so like now, if one grouping of that is a season ticket holder, they're just skipping every year, or they're having to sell the tickets every year, or they're having to do this. It's a logistical nightmare. It's way worse to be the Christmas Day team every year than the Thanksgiving team. I'm not saying that's great. It is way worse to be the Christmas. Not from like a religion basis or like that. I'm just saying like...
But partially. I mean, for a lot of people, like,
that's a busier damn day. I think more people have stuff... Like, for instance, like, I think across denominations, because Christmas Day is a national holiday that almost every single employee on the planet is off. Not everybody, but like 80% of America is off. People celebrate that day and to put a Chiefs game in.
I think for the players, too. I mean, look at this past year. We played the audio. You had Chris Jones upset about the scheduling. Like, hey, if you're going to have us playing on Christmas Day, and last year Christmas Day fell on a Wednesday, so it was a little bit more unique. This is going to be a Thursday this year, and of course the year after, Friday and then Saturday, Sunday. We know how this works. So I think that the challenge you would have is in those years, you're hurting your own team on the field. You know, that's something that could be challenging just from the coaching in. Like I don't, if you're a player, not even talking about them being away from their family on Christmas. Yeah. I'm just talking about from a true strategic standpoint, that could be really challenging. And you put your team kind of up against it a little bit.
Like I understand. And this is always the argument for, right? Being a professional athlete offers a different level of work with different expectations, right? You're a professional athlete. So like LeBron James has got to like work on a lot of Christmas days because the NBA on TNT on Christmas is a huge thing. It's funny. I care less about this inconveniencing the players and the coaches who have the means to alter any part of their schedule in order for it to work best for them, right? They have those abilities. I care way more. And I think one person was being sarcastic about it. I care way more about it for every stadium worker who does not have a choice in doing this, right? They have to go. They have to maintain their job. They have to go and do this job. And every Christmas Day now, if they want to be a stadium worker or earn their living that way, or be a TV camera operator, or be like, does it be a concessions or whatever, you're out. Now you got to work for 7 hours every Christmas Day. And that's crazy. That's a crazy thing to ask anybody who works for you, not to mention all the fam, like we mentioned, the season ticket or anybody else who's inconvenienced by this. Or the people whose families are just going to be pissed that a football game's on while we're trying to celebrate Christmas. Or any other normal
stuff.
Someone
says, what happens the year when Christmas lands on a Tuesday? Which that'll happen in 5 years.
I just played one on a Wednesday. Yeah. I'm going to guess the NFL never not plays on Christmas Day ever again. That it does not matter if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. They will play on Christmas now.
But to the texter's question, 913-586-7965. I mean, if down the road, 5-6 years from now, if it's on a Tuesday... My guess is what you would have to then have the, let's say in the Chiefs circumstance here, the Chiefs would play on the Thursday? Like that would be, they would have to play the Thursday night game. Mm-hmm. So then they get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. They get 4 days off. Like we just had the Saturday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. That was only 3 days, I guess. So that's probably what they would do.
They'd bye week it probably on the Tuesday.
Bye week it, or you'd play on the Thursday. You'd still be short week unless they did the bye that late.
I think you'd almost bye week it. I could be wrong. Goodell's still pushing for 18 games, but I'm guessing you'd bye week it for the team who had to play on that Tuesday, because that's once only every 7 years you got to deal with it, Gold. Like the Tuesday is only a problem. Every other day, you already have built in for how to give people the time off. They play the Saturday for the Wednesday. For the Tuesday is the only challenge.
For this year, in terms of the schedule, since it is a Thursday, let's say the Chiefs do play on Christmas again.
Well, I mean, it sure sounds like it, yeah.
Are they feeling like it?
They would bye week either the front or the back of it and then have a Thursday night the game after, right?
No, they just play Saturday or Sunday. They don't care. Thursday night, they make teams play on Thursday nights already. That's already pre-built in. Thursday doesn't change anything about your schedule. You can still make them play whenever.
This year, from a scheduling and Chiefs, from a team perspective,
it just goes as normal.
It's not actually nearly as bad as last year. But the issue, I think that... And I'm not saying, there's a few of you have texted in and said you love that it's on Christmas Day. So I'm not saying it's 100% uniform. Everybody hates the Chiefs.
Yeah, there are going to be people who like making it a part of their Christmas Day tradition.
I think there's a good chunk of fans, though, that do not like it. And it is a big inconvenience. It causes them to change their plans, potentially, or they got to sell their tickets if they're a season ticket holder. You know, if they got...
Like you said, maybe in your brother-in-law's case, he's probably going to sell them every year.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's one of those things. And I guess some of it depends, if you're... the age of your kids, right? Your kids, Cody's age, or your kids in college, you know, whatever, right? I think everybody's going to have a unique circumstance, but
life stages make it easier. It's easier for you, right?
Yeah.
It's not that it's impossible. Yeah. It's easier for you than it is for me. I'm never, ever, ever going to that game at this current stage unless they also want to go. And some families will. Some families, when you're close-knit and there's four of you and you're season ticket members, you go to every game anyway, you'll just make that a staple of your Christmas Day tradition. I understand that. That's I think a majority of people, this is going to inconvenience. And I care more. And again, you get a choice in going to the game, at least if you're a person. You can choose not to watch it. I can choose not to watch it. We can choose not to go. We have those choices. That's why I was bringing up the people who have to, like, the people forced to work every Christmas. Like, I've got some friends who work for the Chiefs organization in, like, the video department. So now, and they've worked there for 10 years, but now they're saying, hey, for the next 15 years, you want to keep this job, you want to keep earning a living, you work on Christmas now. And it's not to say people don't, right? People who work in ERs or of doctors. Course. Like, there are other people who have to do that. I will say, in fairness, a lot of those rotate in other departments or industries in which, like, where you work one or the other, or you rotate on a yearly basis. But, you know, the NFL doesn't feel like it should be a forced mandatory work on Christmas holiday.
And we'll see if this, remember, the Chiefs are basically requesting for them to become a fixture. We'll see if the NFL decides to actually do that or not. But just yesterday, we were talking about the reality. Once again, these are two examples in back-to-back days of what we all know, right? Everything's about money. Everything's about TV revenue. And this is that as well from the Chiefs' perspective. Yesterday, we had the report that the NFL is going to allow Thursday night Sunday flex, not just to be 28 days out, but 21 days out. Once again, that's something that is inconveniencing fans and causing problem for fans, but they frankly don't care as much about the fans in the seats as they do you and I and everybody watching at home on our couch.
They care about the TV partner who's going to pay them a massive load of cash in the NFL to have games on Christmas.
I'm curious if you guys feel this way. So for the 816, somebody says, think about how the Cowboys people feel about working every Thanksgiving. Yeah. I wonder, because it is a staple there, and it has been for such a long time, not that it's an honor to work on the Cowboys game, but it's something that you don't mind doing because it's always been that way. If you grew up a cow, all those little things where trying to make something a staple is a lot more difficult, I think, for people to get behind, where all of a sudden, it's not like it's always been this way for the Chiefs. They're trying to create it to be that way. So everything around the workers and everything like that is having to change. It feels like it's more difficult to jump into the Chiefs side of things, where the Cowboys, look, it's always been that way. People enjoy it for that reason. The Lions on Thanksgiving, same sort of thing. It's just a part of the way that things go where it hasn't been that way for the Chiefs.
I understand what the Chiefs are trying to establish as
the team
on Christmas. But I think you have the rotation. I think the issue is that, you know, the teams you're referencing, you're right. That's been going on for 30 years or whatever with the Lions. I mean, NBA, I mean, LeBron's played on Christmas Day, probably
Knicks,
10 straight years or whatever, right? Like, so
every baseball player plays on July 4th.
It happens, but I guess my argument is like the Lakers aren't requesting to play on Christmas every single day.
No, totally. I agree with
that's
you guys.
That's the thing. Now, the Lakers like it because they're like, usually if you're playing on Christmas Day in the NBA, it's because you're one of the marquee teams in the league
and
at
also,
that moment.
And also, basketball
right?
games don't take as much time investment from, you have to get there early. Right. The game is longer, all of that stuff.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll find out. Remember, the schedule comes out next month, middle of May, usually first week. They'll start to trickle out the international games. We already know some of them, and the primetime games. Who are the Eagles playing on their Thursday opener? All that kind of stuff.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.